My name is Angela Price. I'm 58 years old and I've working at the Gloucester City Museum, which is now called Museum of Gloucester, and I've been here for nearly 9 years. My responsibilities are for cleaning the museum, making sure that everywhere that's open to the public is ready, clean, and at the moment sanitised. Basically making sure that no fire exits are covered, and cobwebs, that's another one I hate, is cobwebs, because very often you'll walk through the building in the morning and there's a spider that's just made a cobweb in front of where you're walking. It's very interesting building to walk around. Very quiet first thing in the morning, very spooky. There have been a couple of times where I've had to like jump out of my shoes because there's been noises, music playing when there shouldn't be music playing. My responsibilities, first thing in the morning, is cleaning around the toilets, desks, foyers, and then moving on to the main museum, making sure that all the glass, and there's lots of glass, is all clean. No nose prints, no fingerprints. Making sure all the kids' activities are clean and at the moment sanitised. The main museum downstairs, it's made up of different sections. So you've got like Jurassic, there's a great big massive unit that's made of glass that you have to sort of, you can't do it with just your arm. You have to get a brush and put a cloth on the end of the brush and use that to clean that. And most of the stuff that's out in public is actually in cases, so you don't actually get to feel the objects. So when you go to the back rooms, there are objects that are on shelves, so you have to be very careful about when you're cleaning around them. If they're in boxes, you can dust the box, but if they're just on a shelf, you just sort of go over with a feather duster so that you're not sucking up part of the object. I do, on occasions, help the staff move objects from one side to another, and I've had training to actually how to handle a box. You make little nests out of tissue paper and sit them in them and make sure that, you know, they're not going to wobble when you're moving them. I've helped carry paintings, and I always remember the first time that I carried a painting, I was carrying it the wrong way around and was quickly told that as a woman, you have to carry it with the back facing you rather than the painting facing you. And you mustn't have keys or your glasses hanging around because it can scratch quite easily. Very interesting job, and I've loved every minute. It's like we're like a little family of people. There have been changes where staff have moved on, retired, been made redundant. And also we've had the Tourist Information Centre, their office closed down and they've moved in. So it's like you're getting to know a new family. So it is quite interesting in that respect as well. It's just so different. It's history. You're not dealing with just everyday, like things from the future. It's all things from the past. The objects are all from the past, and down the folk museum, the objects down there, some of those objects are from when I was a child, and it's just great to see things. I mean, down at the folk museum, the retro room, which I helped set up, it was all 1950s, and it was absolutely brilliant. My nan had half the stuff that was in that room. My dad was Polish and came over in the war, met my mum, and they got married. And so when they got married, they moved next door to my mum's mum. So we grew up with my nan as well. And that's how I know about, you know, her kitchen. And on occasion, when we've had open days, it's all hands to the pump. And I end up walking around and making sure that things aren't being moved in front of fire doors and all that. And people do stop and ask me, because usually when they change the uniform, I get one the same. So we're all dressed the same. And so I do get asked questions. So over the years, I've learnt things about objects from Jurassic, Roman, medieval, all of it, you know. And I'm surprised myself because I didn't like history at school. It's brilliant. The overmantel was actually at the Guildhall, and they'd moved rooms around and they didn't have anywhere to store this overmantel, which is made of wood. and marble at the bottom. And it's to do with the Civil War. It's got Charles carved into it and the other guy, which I can't remember his name. And it's just so ornate. I have to get a little paintbrush, soft paintbrush, and go in and just dust off in all the little nooks and crannies. And with the mirror as well, it's a really old mirror. I have to be very careful. I can only use water on that and not a spray. And where they've put it, we've put some paintings of sort of a Civil War period. And we actually call it the Overmantel Gallery, which was my idea. I would like to say yes. I feel that I'm more important than just a cleaner. But I love my job. The money hasn't got anything to do with it. Before this job, I actually was an assistant manager at PC World. And it's not about the job, it's about the people and the respect that you get, and money hasn't really come into it. Yeah, I just love what I'm doing. Before PC World, I actually did a 6-month temporary contract here, and I was so upset when I had to leave after the 6-month contract. And then when their cleaner actually left 4 years later, they came and found me. So I feel that they actually liked what I did, and I do tend to get my hands dirty, as the saying goes. I like to get stuck in, although it's taken its toll on me a bit now. Getting a bit old, probably part of the museum before long.